Today, Be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Chaf Dal Masech Tasyuma. The topics we learn about include: the Gemara will explain the proper shear of how much ash must be taken for Trumas Adeshin. The Gemara will discuss the halacha of Ezar, a non-kohen who does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, that the avoid is possible, disqualified, and for certain avoidis, he would also be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And we will further discuss the actual process of performing the pious, the daily lots that took place several times daily in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Zrikas Adam, the sprinkling of the blood. After shechting every carbon, the blood coming out of the animal is collected in a bowl, which is called Kabbalah Sadam. The blood is then sprinkled on the sides of the Mizbeach, or in some cases, sprinkled on two or all four corners of the Mizbeach. When the carbon is meant to provide atonement for the owner, it is through the sprinkling of the blood that this is accomplished, as the Pasuk says, Ki Hadam Hu Banefesh Yichaper. Klalu Prat, Ein Bechlal Ela Masha Yesh Beprat. This is one of the Yud Gamal Midas Shatar Nidreshes Ben. This means that when the Torah teaches a halacha using a klal, a generalization, and then follows that generalization with a prat, a specific case or instance, the halacha is inapplicable only in that specific case or instance.